I don't know what song that was, so I'm not going to say it, but this is, I've been saying DJ Dylan. I'm down with saying DJ Dylan.
And we're glad you played it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's go with that. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I say that every time in one breath. Remy?
How's it going?
Announce your...
In my presence?
Your presence, yes.
Yeah, I'm back.
Does it feel good to be back?
It feels really good.
Is this going to be a regular occurrence now?
I hope so.
I think we can make that happen. Wait, talk again?
I'm talking, testing.
Okay, yeah, we're good. You just have your voice doesn't carry.
Is this better?
Oh God, yeah, that was beautiful.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
Heard you. Well, you want to get right into the show right now?
We'll talk to
the people some more later?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it as it locks. There we go.
We began feeling as good as lovers can, you know. Yeah, we're feeling so good, picking up things we shouldn't read. It looks like the end of history, as we know. It's just the end of the world. Back to the street where we began, feeling as good as love you could, you can. Into a place where thoughts can bloom, into a room where it's not in the afternoon. And we know that it could be, and we know that it should, and you know that you feel it too. 'Cause it's not in the afternoon, and your eyes are the size of the moon. We're feeling so good, just the way that we do when it's not in the afternoon.
We were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
I was broke. spoken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Okay, that was 9 in the Afternoon by Panic at the Disco. There's an exclamation point at the end of that. So, you know, you gotta be real with them, with the people. It Ain't Me with Selena Gomez by Kygo and Believer by Imagine Dragons. I don't really have anything to say about those songs, though. I like them. I'm a fan of them.
They're good
songs. They're fine. But, you know, I'm saving the better songs that I'm really pumped to play for everyone. Those are coming up. They're not there. They're not there yet. Yeah, keep them in suspense. All right, so now's the time where I want to talk to you.
Mm.
This is a little story time with Uncle Dylan. So I told this the other day, and it reminded me. So I'm shopping with my mom because I don't want to shop.
That happens.
I don't want to shop alone.
Okay.
I'm shopping with my mom. This is like over winter break, maybe, or at the end of the summer. And we're going, right? And we get to this one store, and I find a shirt that I like, and there's one shirt that's like, I could wear it as a medium. It fits me as a medium.
Mm-hmm.
But as a small,
you look jacked.
I look a little large. I look a little large in it. So I'm like, my mom's like, I don't know which one you want, Dylan. And I'm like, let's go with the small. I'm like, Mom, I gotta show off the muscles. I'm going with the small. So I got it as a small, and I'm like, joking with her. Well, then and then I cried that night. Anyway, so I'm driving. Anyway, this months go by. I go home for Thanksgiving break. I'm driving up. My cousin's driving me up because she goes to school here too, and she's talking with me, and she goes, you know, my mom was telling me a story. She says, your mom was telling me about like the shirt you had. Because she was looking for a Christmas gift for me. My cousin was. And it was like a shirt that she was going to get me. And she asked my mom what size to get me. And my mom goes, this is what she said my mom said. I want to make sure I say this correctly.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you know, he's usually a medium, but I think he likes to get the small because he likes to show off the muscles. I'm like, Mom, why would you tell her that? I was joking, but not. But B, stop, don't tell
Dude,
people
my mom
that.
Would tell the
I
exact
was joking.
Same thing.
I just like showing off the muscles, you know?
I understand.
I get the gains. Mm-hmm. I got the gains earlier today.
I saw you.
All right. Well, you want to jump right back into the show?
Yeah.
I got Perm coming up. This is a great song. This is a great song.
I'm going to be
bumping right now.
Okay.
You ready for it? I don't think you're prepared for it.
Should I strap myself in?
Strap yourself in.
Find my seatbelt. There we go.
Here we go.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done, so you can just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we're trying to have a good sound tonight. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
But I still look good, though.
Hot, cold, hot, ow.
I bet you want an autograph.
But you and your friends.
Gotta do it in the penthouse.
That's why I keep my pen.
What you can't dance? Yeah. Ain't got rhythm.
Yeah.
What you got, a man?
Yeah.
I don't see you with him.
Yeah.
Put your phone down. Let's get it. Forget your Instagram and your Twitter.
I can't even read your eyes.
Well, we liked that song. that was Remy's pick, actually. And we've both decided that we have an excellent song to follow up.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. But somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right. We'll be amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet.
All right, you just heard Perm by Bruno Mars, followed by...
What was it? I forgot.
The song you suggested?
Last One I Love by Marky Bassey.
And I Haven't Met You Yet by Michael Bublé. And now we have another rendition of a song by our very own... Say your name.
I thought you were going to introduce me.
Okay, all right.
The way you're going with that.
I was thinking about it, and then I was going to see if I paused, whether you would chime in or not, because we'll get it.
We're working on the report.
We're working, okay.
So I'm Remy.
Tell us a little about yourself. Tell us your life story.
My whole life story. It's going to take a while.
Well,
say it in... I'm friends with Dylan.
Yeah.
We play club tennis together.
Yeah.
And I sometimes like to sing.
Well, on that note, introduce... You know, do your song. Your thing, man.
So I'm going to be playing Tenerife Sea by Ed Sheeran because I'm a big fan of his, and I played one of his songs last week.
I hear that you kind of want to be him.
I think I already am him, actually. I just don't like people.
He wants to be you.
Yeah, that's where the inspiration for all his songs come from. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, go for it. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Your head like that, the way it falls on the side of your neck, down your shoulders and back. We are surrounded by all of these lies and people who talk too much. You got the kind of look in your eyes as if no one knows anything but us. And should this be the last thing I see, I want you to know it's enough for me. Cause all I that you are, so that I'll ever need. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. You look so beautiful in this light. Your silhouette's over me. The way it brings out the blue in your eyes is the Tenerife Sea. And all of the voices surrounding us here, they just fade out when you take a breath. Just say the word and I will disappear into the wilderness. And should this be the last thing I see, I want you to know it's enough for me. 'Cause all that you are is all that I'll ever need. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love.
I wish I could make myself sound like more than one person clapping right now, but I'm sure everyone's clapping on the other side.
Thanks, man.
That was awesome, dude.
Thank you.
This is you've been a I was gonna say incredible voice, but I didn't want that, and then I didn't have a second adjective prepared, so I just kind of paused there. I didn't know what to say.
Well, thank you.
Well, that was awesome, dude. I'm a fan, and I know everyone is.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, following that, because you're helping with the roller coaster of the tempos
right
here.
Up and down.
You slowed it down, and now we're pumping it up. This is one of the songs I really wanted to play for everyone. So, shall we get right back into it?
Let's hop in.
All right.
Stay forever young, living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second. I let it go. I don't
So we just wanted to interrupt this little session of three songs to say we just had a caller, and if you're calling in, we tried to answer, just so you know, but you caught us a little off guard and we were scrambling. So if you want to call in again, go for it, and we'll figure it out, and we'll be expecting your call. And let's get back to our little three song set. You just heard Stay by Zed with Alessia Carr. I was really excited to play that song for you guys.
It was
very exciting. So Close So Far by Hoobastank.
Funny name. Their name is just funny.
You caught on there, though. I paused for some moments for you to speak. And Moving Out by Billy Joel. Now, if you like Only the Good Die Young, you can blame Remy for reason you didn't hear it.
I feel like that one's more popular, so it'd be good to play the other one.
Yeah, no,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I really like both of them.
Yeah.
We'll play Only the Good Die Young next week.
Sure.
I'm down with that.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. So, story time number two.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes I feel like spacing out these stories, like maybe I should save this for the next week, but the last story wasn't really the story. This is a story about if I've told this to you, tell me to stop. But when I was in Rome once,
mm-hmm.
I'm with my friends, or I'm with my Latin class. So I go to my, we're out, we're out and about, and I'm there with like three guys, like two girls and then my Latin teachers. And, you know, we're joking. We're like, haha, like Italian girls. Oh, my God. But we're like,
good joke.
we're joking around like, right, oh, we're cool. Mm-hmm. So we're walking by. We're going to this church one time. And I'm like, hey, guys, like, look at that girl. She's pretty. And they're like, yeah, whatever. So we just keep walking in the church. And she goes in the church. She comes into the church. And my friends go, Dylan, she gave you the smile. I'm like, what's the smile? They're like, walk over to that painting and then walk back. So I walk over and I walk back. They're like, dude, she gave you the smile. Like, go up to her, say something.
What's the smile?
She just smiled at me. Or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My part of this was to just walk to the painting. Right. They're like, my friend's like, oh, ask her if you want to take a picture for her. Like, he's like, that's a player's move. I'm like, no. So what, they're being like a pain about it the entire time. Mm. By the way, the headmaster of my school is with us at this point. And it's my Latin teacher and the headmaster of my school who also taught Latin. So whatever. I'm like, they're like bugging me about it the whole time we're there. And then finally she leaves and they're like, all like, oh, Dylan, no. So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So then my Latin teacher and their teachers go, what's the problem? They're like, Dylan didn't go up to the girl. And then my Latin teacher, it was like, you missed a chance, Dylan. I'm like, yeah, you were supposed to be on my side. So I'm like, okay. I wanted to just make them stop because I was getting nervous and embarrassed and whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, if I see her again, I'll go up to her. No matter what, if we see her again,
mm-hmm.
there's like 5 million people in Rome. I don't know. I don't know the actual population.
A lot of
we could look it up, but a lot of people. I'm like, dude, there's no way. Okay. So, oh, we got.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Figured out. Wait.
look at the buttons. Do we want to try this? All right. Here we go. Hello? You're on the air.
Hello. I'm on the air.
Is this?
What's
is
up?
Is this Mark?
This is huge. I'm on the air.
Oh my goodness. Wait, this is so this is the guy I said I guess was calling.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Mark, welcome to the show.
Glad to be on.
Have you heard the story I'm currently telling?
I don't know what story you're currently telling.
The Gertrude story.
The Gertrude story? Yeah. Oh, I know the Gertrude story.
Yeah, he knows. He was there for this. This is one of the guys that was bothering me about not going up to her. You hear me, right, Mark?
We dubbed her Gertrude.
We dubbed her Gertrude.
Was that not her actual name?
That was not her actual name.
Okay.
So here's the end of the story.
We don't know her actual name.
Yeah, Mark, chime in when you want to chime in, all right? I'm getting to the Cole part now.
Okay.
So now 2 days later, we haven't seen her, right? Mm-hmm. We're walking in a line, and because Rome has short, small sidewalks, because that wasn't like necessary back then. So we walk in. And Cole, this other kid at my school, he's behind us, and all of a sudden he screams. He goes, Dylan! We're like, what? What?
Naturally, we thought like he got hit by a car or something.
We right. actually thought he got hit by mm-hmm. a car. He goes, it's her! he's screaming, pointing to her. She's right next to him.
Did she notice?
I'm like, of course she noticed.
Oh, she noticed. She had this terrified look on her face the whole time.
It was bad. We were like, I was like, oh my God, there's no way. Come on. So whatever. She walks ahead. We pull over. They're like, Mark, Cole, and my teachers are both like, Dylan. You said you would.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
you have to.
Oh my God. So
she sidetracked the whole trip so that you could go say hi.
She did. She sidetracked the whole trip. I split up with my teacher and they took all the kids.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote my name, my Facebook, and my phone number on a piece uh-huh. of paper, walked up to her and was like, hey.
And you just handed it to
I
her?
I was like, here you go. And walked away.
You didn't say, hey, how are you?
I just walked away. I was like, oh my God.
That's totally what players do, Dylan.
That's, dude.
It's possibly the least smooth thing I've ever witnessed.
Yeah,
you couldn't even say, like, hey, they call me Dylan.
I don't even know if that was a thing at that point.
Oh.
It probably was. But I just wanted to get out of there. But it was crazy. Mark, while you're here, do you want to say anything? You're on the air. Everyone's hearing you.
While I'm here on the air, I have two questions for you. One, do you know an Emily Deal?
No. Do you?
No, I don't.
No, just wondering. Two, can I put in a request?
Does she go to Tufts?
She does. She had a radio show. Friends are asking.
Okay, I'll try to meet her. What's your request? Of course you can request a song.
Can you play Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers?
Wait, what? That was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. Something else was on my Facebook feed, but I listened to it this morning.
Mark?
Yes?
Ask?
Yes?
And you shall receive.
Do you hear that?
Boy. What a throwback.
You can hear it?
Oh, I can hear it.
It's playing in the... By the way, we figured it out.
Yeah, this works.
So it's playing right now, Mark, just so you know. I want to keep you on the air for one more second. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
For the record, Remy can be my witness. I said, did you hear us say, like, we hope you call back again because we needed to figure it out?
I did not.
Was that you calling before, though?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I said.
Dylan called it,
I called it. I said, this is probably my friend Mark.
You actually?
I did. Dude, I know you, man.
You knew.
I knew.
I'm honored.
All right, well, I'm glad you were my first ever caller.
My pleasure.
Thanks, man. You want to say anything else before I send you off the air?
Hello, Tusk community. Villanova Superior.
Goodbye, whoa. All right. Well,
ask him for that. Get him off.
Are you still there, sir?
I think
he hung up.
He just mic dropped on us.
He hung up. Well, he got Year 3000.
He did.
So we'll leave you guys with Year 3000 playing. We're back, and we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, which means, Remy, do you know what we like to do as the last songs of the show?
Dance our way out?
Yeah, we like to dance our way out. We like to play songs that, you know, you can kind of groove to.
Boogie.
We like to boogie. So, yeah, you just heard Year 3000. My friend requested the song, Ask and You Shall Receive. That's what we do here. Anyway, actually, he just messaged me. He said, am I famous now? I think it's...
I would say so.
I think it's safe to say you're gaining 5 million followers.
5 or 6.
On every single social media platform.
Also campus.
Even the ones that he doesn't have. I'm telling you, that's the power of It's All About Perspective. Well, let's dance our way out. We got Blurred Lines for you guys. It's a great song with some controversy, but...
Catchy as
it's hell. A catchy Can't song, and it brings me back to that summer. So let's bump to it.
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, wait. We need to say bye to the guys, because we need to say bye to the people.
Song.
This is the last song, because it's going to end. Well, thank you so much for listening in. Tell your friends. We now know how to work the phones.
So call in.
Call in next week. Saturdays at 6 p.m. It's all about perspective. Remy, you want to say anything?
Thanks for having me again. I love being here.
You're going to be here next week?
Hope you guys enjoyed. Yeah, for sure.
Woo! All right. Well, let's dance our way out.
Let's do it.
Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like?